Get more points. Come on. Come on, boys. That's it. Watch the fiber. Soften it up. Sports.
This is Sports Sunday.
Jokic has it. Clock ticks. Gonna put one up. Jokic for the win. It's good. Jokic got it off in time.
With Rashawn Taylor and Joe Fisher.
First and goal. Mahomes flings it.
It's there. Hardman. Jackpot. Kansas City.
On the Odyssey app.
Hate me or love me. You watched. That's all you could do.
And 1080.
Who do you think you are?
The Fan.
Good morning. Welcome into Football Sunday. Let's go.
New intro. Who dis?
Well, not exactly a new intro.
Ish.
Well, I mean, you know, not a new open.
Not a new open.
I have not put in the production
work
just yet.
We've switched from Sports Sunday officially, and here we are, Football Sunday.
I'm a busy man.
To go.
I'm a busy man, all right? I was planning to make a new open for the 2024-2025 rendition of Football Sunday, but football. Football got in the way.
It really has been in the way. I didn't have a productive Saturday, I'll be honest.
Damn you, football!
We're going to do this every week.
Thursday, Friday, yesterday, and then we got today. Boy, do we have today.
Oh, man. Today is kicking off.
My God.
Man, with a bang.
I woke up. I'm like, what are we going to talk about? And then within 30 minutes, bam, bam, bam. Like, five different stories come out that I'm just like, oh, my God.
Juicy.
What? Mm-hmm. As Mike Lynch once said. That is already a wild morning. I do want to preface this by saying I want to do things a little bit differently going forward on Football Sunday. Is that because in years past, usually we'll kick things off going Ducks, Beavs, college football, you know, obviously the local stuff immediately. But seeing as our show starts at 9 o'clock and we have an hour until kickoff, I would like to go NFL from 9 to 10.
Yeah.
And then have college football, Ducks, Beavs from 10 to 11.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
I feel like it's a better way to structure the show.
Why not?
Get hyped for
kickoff. We just always, and mind you, that was never like the we just always kind of did that. I don't know why, for whatever reason.
Well, I understand
it. Even just dating back, it was always like, okay, talk Ducks, talk the local stuff, probably because it just happened, yesterday. And so that's kind of like, get that part out of the way.
Oh, I get it. And honestly, this Football Sunday, like, this is one of those where it's like, there is so much that has happened within the last hour that you really can't start with Ducks and Beavers. Like, there is,
I don't think you want to start with Ducks.
My God.
Anyway, so, for being honest.
I see a 2 in that win column, all right? I see a number
Shut
2,
up.
Rashad.
I mean, I do too, but I also see a, man,
Could
be 1-1. Could be 0-1,
I hereby decree that the Ducks never play a team from the state of Idaho ever again.
No
in
potatoes.
In the history of history, please.
Yeah. I mean, we talked that out good till like 1 a.m. too. So
I was thinking of you guys last night once that game went final. I'm like, my God, they are not going to go on air probably until 11:30, 11:45, possibly midnight, and they're not getting out of there until 1:32.
Well, imagine if Zappington missed that field goal too. I randomly had the thought yesterday morning. I'm like, it's going to be a weird ass like overtime game between Oregon and Boise State tonight, isn't it? It was so close to actually coming true.
And damn close.
You know, nobody thinks about, like, you know, usually I think a lot of announcers and commentators and, you know, sideline reporters, all those people, I think they enjoy the game, right? You enjoy being there. But when it's a close game like that and it's already late, I'm sure a lot of them are like, ugh. There have been some games that I'm at, even doing like the Schwab at points, and I'll be like, oh, it's like,
gotta go.
It's like, it's the game went long. Like, there was an overtime in the couple games before. So now it's like 9 o'clock, and we're just now getting started with the championship game. We're not going to be out of here till like 11. Like,
and I had that.
That sucks.
I had that itis last night.
Oh, yeah?
That itis. Yeah. The nacho itis.
Oh, yeah. That'll get you every time.
The lady, Kahlua pork nachos for the
game. I was
going
to ask what the topping was, but yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. She had some Kahlua pork.
Sign me up.
Nice thing about dating a Hawaiian chick. She's got that Kahlua pork on deck.
Oh, you're going to get your fix of your, Hawaiian grinds, brother.
Oh, yeah. She had all the accoutrements, everything, you know, sliced jalapenos, olives.
Oh, my God.
The new season's dips to throw on there.
Hawaiian Get some macaroni salad.
Hawaiian too. Food is an underrated genre of food. I think people, you know, I think people like it, but like if it comes up as far as like Mexican, Italian, you know, yeah. American based Hawaiian food.
I hear what you're saying. I feel like someone needs to like chime in and be like, hello, anybody going to rep Hawaiian food here? And then people are like,
I don't think you're going to find many people who's like, yeah, I'm not a fan. You know, I think there's something for everyone. And obviously if you're a pork fan, you know, take your pick, but. Yeah, man, I think Hawaiian food is criminally underrated.
All right, I want to dive into some football stuff right away because this is one of those days where it's like, how do we only have 2 hours? Like, it is the first NFL Sunday, wild college football Saturday. We already have two NFL games in the books, but I want to start with our poll question that I put up. Football Sunday poll question brought to you by Tyreek Hill Police Academy. What are you most excited to see? Caleb Williams' debut, return of Aaron Rodgers, and for some reason I put apostrophe S on the end of Rodgers, Kirkers and the Falcons, or Bo Nix versus Seahawks. Overwhelming right now on the 1080 The Fan poll question on Twitter, Bo Nix versus Seahawks, running away with it at 67.9%.
Can I add the cop to be suspended or fired that slammed Tyreek Hill to the ground this morning?
Oh, dude. We're gonna get into that.
We're going to get to that.
You know what I want to do? Is I want to do like a quick, can I get the horns? Can we get the horns going?
Oh, you want an NFL, like...
Oh, we're going to go matchup by matchup right now, like...
So bells or horns? Or is
bells, horns, either way.
There we go.
Woo!
Early, early.
Let's go. I'm running through all the matchups that we got here on this NFL Sunday. The first one I see on the docket, Steelers versus Falcons. We got Kirk Cousins, his first appearance as the quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons after tearing his Achilles. And this just came out as news today. That the Pittsburgh Steelers will not have Russell Wilson starting that quarterback. It will be Justin Fields.
Crazy that Russ decided, for whatever reason, for ankle tightness, I think it is.
Calf tightness.
That he's going to sit out on his first game. I think Russ,
yes, he decided.
He has least to prove from that list that, you know, that we had last week. You know, however, I think Russ still has a whole lot to prove to a lot of people in the NFL. So, you know, maybe Justin Fields having a great first game could be great for the ego and great for the team morale there in Pittsburgh. But, yeah, let's see what Kirkers does on that Achilles, man. I think Michael Penix Jr. is just licking his chops on the sidelines waiting for something to go down.
A lot of Steelers fans are getting their wish today.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Next up, Cardinals at Buffalo Bills. Kyler Murray, full season under his belt, hopefully this year. The Cardinals looked to be a little bit better this season, but granted, they were god-awful last year. Marvin Harrison Jr.
That's the name.
The first start for him, rookie wide receiver, going up against Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, who will be very intriguing to watch. Somewhat of this new shaped offense, at least with no Stephon Diggs. And we'll see how Josh Allen looks without his number one target on the field. And we're Buffalo, 6.5-point favorites at home.
And that sounds about right. You know, we're still not sure what the rookie Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be able to do. We know how good Kyler Murray can be if he's locked in. And so I think that's the big question for that team. Buffalo, this new look Buffalo, you mentioned no Stephon Diggs, is going to be a huge blow to this offense. The defense is still trying to figure things out, I think, but Buffalo's still one of those teams to beat in the AFC, but I think this should be not a relatively easy game for them at home, but a game that they should win.
Kyler Murray's my fantasy quarterback, so I'll be rooting hard for the Arizona Cardinals season long.
Next on the docket, your Patriots, Rashad, going up against the Cincinnati Bengals, who they just got the news this morning that Ja'Marr Chase found a cure for his illness that had developed over the last couple of days.
Mm.
I think the illness was doesn't have a new contract itis.
There it is.
And he will be playing today for the Cincinnati Bengals. No one is happier than Joe Burrow because I'm pretty sure, if I remember hearing correctly earlier in the season, that T. Higgins will not be playing. Yeah, T. Higgins is out today, so at least Joe Burrow has one of his wide receiver options playing. But the Bengals, a big favorite at home, -7.5. That one kicks off at 10 a.m.
Yeah, well, not getting the contract itis has kept a lot of dudes on the sideline, but Jamar Chase is a competitor.
It's contagious, I hear.
Yeah, right. You know, that's what I've heard. You know, CTC, you know, cut the check. You know, otherwise most guys aren't playing. So luckily for Burrow, who, you know, looks like the cupboards are kind of bare, receiver has at least his number one out there to try to make some stuff happen. Obviously, he's got some weapons, but you know, not having T. Higgins there, I think, is a big deal for this Bengals team that's trying to regroup and get back on track from where they were a couple years ago.
Shout out to the mustache of the Midway, Jerry, over at Jerry's Tavern, because it is his new look Bears.
Yeah.
Going up against the Titans. Head over to Jerry's at 10 a.m. I'm pretty sure they'll be open. He'll have Bears on the TV because, boy, this is one of the more anticipated matchups of the day. Not because of the teams, but just to see number one pick overall, Caleb Williams, in his professional NFL debut. Bears are a favorite. It is at home. And I am very intrigued to see what happens with Caleb Williams in this matchup.
I am as well. You know, also, I have Roma Dunze on my fantasy team. I'm excited to see how that works. I'm excited to see what this offense looks like after watching Hard Knocks for about 5 weeks. So I'm intrigued by Caleb Williams. I think he's a great young quarterback, and I think he gets it. I think he gets it off top as far as what his job is and what he's supposed to do. Tennessee, first year without Derrick Henry. We'll see how that works out, you know, for them. Will Levis is clearly the face of the franchise at this point. I saw a mayonnaise commercial with him the other day that just weirded me out, you know.
Do you not know about
I know exactly why.
He's a freak.
Yeah, I know exactly why. But
he's a sick, sick individual.
But it's your first game of your rookie year at home, you know, 12 or 1 a.m. kick or 1 p.m. kick, excuse me. I like the Bears in that one.
That is 10 a.m., my friend.
Is it 10 a.m.?
Yeah, that
10
is 10
a.m. for us. Okay, yeah. Excuse me.
You're on the Eastern time. We're in the Pacific's Pacific Daylight Time, I believe it is. PDT,
tomatoes,
baby.
Tomatoes, tomatoes.
Texans at Colts. A little AFC South matchup. Texans off of their playoff season with C.J. Stroud going up against Colts. Anthony Richardson, who a lot of people are intrigued to see how he does this season. He had a very short stint last year before getting shut down. Interesting couple of games, very athletic. Body is insane as far as how it is built. He's like a 6'4", 225 quarterback, just chiseled out of marble. Some people are really high on him. Some people are questioning how he's going to perform this season. But Texans-Colts, 10 a.m.
I actually really like Anthony Richardson. It sucked to see him, you know, kind of go down last year and get to finish the season. But I think there's a lot to be expected from this Colts team in that AFC South. So this is going to be a great matchup, you know, division matchup. Everybody's really, really high on the Texans. We'll see if they'll have a sophomore slump this year for C.J. Stroud. But it should be a good game, man. But I'm going to go ahead and say Anthony Richardson, hopefully he has a good game that we can all talk about for the rest of the week.
Yeah, what a start that would be for the Colts if they're able to knock off the Texans week one. Definitely a great way to start their season. In Florida, a matchup of Floridian teams, Jacksonville Jaguars versus the Miami Dolphins, who will have Tyreek Hill. You may be wondering, wait, was that ever in question? Was there some sort of injury? The dude was detained by police this morning.
Oh, I think detained is taking it lightly.
Yeah, no kidding.
He was jacked up some police earlier.
He was on his way to the stadium, apparently pulled over for reckless driving. Shocker, he was not very happy with the police when that happened.
Well,
the police were not happy with his response, therefore leading to him being cuffed on the ground, face on the ground. As Rashad said, that is probably a very expensive wife beater. Givenchy, possibly.
It has to be. We're just Hanes.
We've got a Scotty Scheffler 2 electric boogaloo thing going on here.
Yeah, that was crazy. A little excessive. I mean, if you haven't seen the video, it's everywhere now, so I'm pretty sure you will by the time we're done with this segment.
Yeah.
But it's kind of one of those things that could. I think he's still playing tonight.
Oh yeah,
yeah, okay.
Yeah, he was arrested and released.
That's, you know, that's.
I thought
insane.
I was just detained.
Detained, yes.
And cited. Big difference between being detained and arrested.
That's a big way to start off the first game of the season. This can either be really, really good for Jacksonville, or it could be really, really bad.
Oh, he's going off for 250.
This can be one of the two, so we'll see what happens.
And this is the matchup that everybody's excited about. Catch the Fever for some Panthers versus Saints, baby.
Oh, that's the one I thought you were talking about. Yeah, seriously. I can't wait for that one. That's going to be a great game. But no, I think, you know, Bryce Young still growing in his position as quarterback there in Carolina. Still a lot to learn. We still don't know what we're going to get from David Carr and the Saints team. Everything's just kind of up.
You say David?
Derek Carr. Freudian slip.
Let's go.
Shout out to David. Derek Carr, we still don't know what we're going to get from him and the Saints team at this point. So I think this is one of those games that, you know, you're going to watch because it's on, but you're not going to really care much about. But I do expect Derek Carr to be a better player today at home. So, yeah, give me the Saints now.
Andy Dalton will be in starting regularly by week 10.
Whoa, hot take.
Hot.
Vikings-Giants, boy, expect a lot of offensive firepower in that one. Over-under set at 41.5, slight foreshadowing to one of my Who Do You Love picks. Vikings and Giants, 10 a.m. Let's just skip that.
Yeah, I mean, let's just that's a game that I think even New York fans are going to be like, you know, aren't the Colts playing right now? I don't think even Giants fans are excited for this game. But somebody's got to win, and Daniel Jones, to say you have a lot to prove is a massive understatement. Like, Daniel Jones has been...
Talk to Daniel Jones.
Yeah. Daniel Jones has been less than average at best, and I think this might be his last year before he's actually considered a number one.
So that is the 10 a.m. slate. For the sake of time, let's take a break, and we'll get to some of these 1 o'clock games here in a bit, but there's things going on in the NFL today. A lot of things. And one of them includes the very colors and garb that I am wearing today. In fact, Jordan made a point that I might be having to pay money to this team to help fund this contract now, because it is official. There is a quarterback under contract for 4 more years in Dallas. We get to that next here, Football Sunday, 1080 The Fan. Well, just a few hours before kickoff, the Dallas Cowboys have given Dak Prescott what he wanted, and that is a new contract, a record-breaking contract. 4 years, $240 million, $231 of that guaranteed. It is the most on a per-year annual basis. It is the most guaranteed money given to a player by $1 million. $1 million more than Deshaun Watson, who, ironically, those two players are going to be playing against each other today, the Cowboys versus the Browns, which is a very odd week one matchup for the Cowboys. Usually, you know, for the most part, they have put them on, like, Sunday nights against the Giants or against the Buccaneers or the 49ers or something like that. So them playing the Browns week one is very just, like... As a Cowboys fan watching them over the years, is very like, wait, what? We're playing the Browns week one?
Yeah, they're not that good. I'm just joking. Like, yeah, but I mean,
why you gotta do that?
Here's the cool part. That makes me happy because the Cowboys are like the Lakers. Even when they're not good, they're on TV all the time, and it's really frustrating.
Well, you know who who's calling the game? Your boy.
Is it Brady?
Tommy.
Yeah.
Tommy's calling the game.
Yeah.
They have so many promos for Tom Brady calling this game. Like,
I haven't seen any of them.
Oh, yeah. There was a whole, like, one on Fox yesterday where it was, like, his former selves, like, in Patriots and Buccaneers and Michigan uniforms, like, hyping him up, like, awesome. About this. And then it was, like, a young Tom Brady in a 49ers uniform. And And it's like, Brady is back. I'm like, he's not playing. He's just calling the game.
I'm concerned about that, though. What if Tom's not good at something, right? Like, what if it's a struggle, you know, for Brady to be out there? Like, after listening to somebody like Romo and just hearing how good he is, you know, certain things, especially like...
Or Colt McCoy yesterday during the Nebraska-Colorado game.
Oh, that was a little bit of a... I mean, first time out, but...
I only heard... Exactly. You know, like, you've been used to being great at this one thing for a really long time, and now you have to shift. I think it's a tough thing for those guys to do, but we'll see.
I think you can tell he's not a talker, but I digress. That's a rabbit hole.
Yeah, we're definitely going down a rabbit hole, but my God, Colt McCoy, that was... unbearable to listen to yesterday. But the Cowboys, they have paid Dak. I mean, I...
Show me the money.
I have mixed feelings about the whole situation. I've loved Dak ever since he came into the league. I wanted the Cowboys to draft Dak when he came into the league, about, you know, when he was available third, fourth round. I think even before the draft, I was like, you know, I wouldn't mind them drafting Dak Prescott. He's a winner. He did great at Mississippi State, and they ended up taking him, and look where he is now. One of the best quarterbacks in Cowboys history, and now the highest paid of all time. But this all just feels like a moot point for regular season success. Like, what after, especially after last year? I mean, that Packers game broke me, as you can tell if you're looking at me on the YouTube stream wearing a Cowboys hat and Cowboys sweatshirt. I am a completely broken Cowboys fan. But for real, it's like this season is very much like what if they go like 17-0? Cool. And then they win or they lose the first playoff game. Like, and that is the biggest problem I have with Dak and the Cowboys, is that you can pay all these guys, but what does it amount to at the end of the season, year after year? And Rashad, you made a point during the commercial break. It's like, what are you going to do? Like, what are your other options? Like, just let them walk and then roll with either Trey Lance or draft a quarterback? I mean, I don't know. I just have such mixed feelings because Dak is my guy. Love him. Love him as the leader of this team. But it's like, what are we going to see over the next 4 years, 5 years? Because you got this season and then you got the 4 years after. So I am in such a, of course, with it being NFL Sunday week one, I am in a lot of mixed feelings. You have excitement for the season. You look at the roster. Hey, I think we might have a pretty good team this year. But again, I know how this story ends year after year, and it's always in disappointment. So to pay $60 million a year for disappointment, I don't know how to feel about it.
I mean, you can pay $60 million a year for, you know, Sam Darnold or Zach Wilson or one of those other free agent quarterbacks that's coming up this summer instead of Dak. And I think it's almost like being a Blazer fan, right? I think as Blazer fans, we know a lot about that. And at least in that, you know, those years that we were really bad, at least we had Dame. You know, at least we had like a Brandon Roy for one of them. So, like, you know, at least you had like something to smile about. And I think that's where you are right now as a Cowboys fan. You have the highest paid quarterback in the league, a guy who, you know, could have won MVP if Lamar Jackson didn't have, you know, the season that he had last year. You know, so I think for Dallas as a fan, I mean, looking at it differently, like, you guys still have a really solid team. An incredibly solid team. The defense is still good. Your offense is still good. You're still, the running back position is still kind of the biggest question mark that you would have right there.
Hey, but it would have been a cool running back group like 5 years ago, Dalvin Cook and Ezekiel Elliott.
And maybe it could be, you know, now. You know, we don't really know anything. But I think Dallas is going to be better than you think they are. But again, that playoff success is the part that's the head scratcher. And I think 49er fans are having the same kind of conundrum. Like, we're clearly good. We're clearly the best team, you know, around as far as pieces are concerned, but we just can't get over the finish line. Like, I know there's a lot of frustration there. I wouldn't know. My team, you know, won a whole lot, but now I get to be one of those fans knows that you're not doing anything for a long time.
What are you talking about? You have Drake May.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Well, Jacoby Brissett for a little bit, then Drake May.
Yeah, that's right.
See,
I'm not confident about that one either, so we'll see.
And there's part of me that I have never seen the Cowboys get into a state in their franchise where they need to go quarterback early in the first round, like a top five pick, top three pick, and they have the option to select the best quarterback in the class. I haven't seen it. I mean, it's something that they haven't drafted a quarterback in the first round since Troy. And, like, it's... So that is where I am like, man, it would be nice to, I don't know, have an opportunity to draft a high prospect at quarterback. Now, Dak, he fell into the Cowboys' arms, and it's worked out great from a regular season standpoint. The Cowboys are always in contention. But again, it's just, I'm so, like, sick of the regular season accolades and how everything has gone great during the regular season, 12 straight wins. And this is more of a franchise problem than Dak's problem.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we saw him last year in the playoff game against Green Bay. He was shook.
And I think a lot of it is a lot of it was Dak in that game, yes. However, as a franchise, their owner is Cuckoo Cuckoo. That guy.
Hey,
is
but there's nobody
way off the reservation.
There's nobody that could do the job better than him.
Apparently, according to him, you know. So, but it's crazy. I think the rest of the world, the football world, that aren't Cowboy fans, look at it like, no, there's a lot of people that can do that job, you know, a little bit better than you. And when you have an owner who's also the GM and the spokesman and, you know, everything else for the coach at points, you know, as far as inserting his offense or his ideas into what's going to be carried out on the field. Like, I just think Jerry Jones, and nothing's going to change until he retires, which I don't think is going to happen.
Or dies.
I mean,
he's like 80 something,
you know, that's the way, you know, things kind of look, you know, for the Cowboys at this point. So it's a tough spot to be in because, you know, he's not going to quit and apparently he's not going to die either. So, I mean, and granted, I'm knocking on wood here, you know, don't want him to. But
That was fake marble, so
yeah,
I don't know.
Wood somewhere, well, you know.
There goes Jerry.
knock on my head here. But it's a tough situation if you're a Cowboys fan because, again, as a roster, I think you're straight, right? You know, I think when you look up and down and you look at all the Pro Bowl and all pro names and stuff like that, it's like, man, you've got a solid squad. Like, so it's just – Are they going to be healthy enough, and are they going to be cunning enough, I guess, is the main thing, to really get that first playoff win? Because I think once they get that one over that hump, they'll be fine.
Well, and they've gotten a couple with Dak. It's just getting past the divisional round. Get to a conference championship.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I mean, I will not believe what I see with this team until I see the clock strike zero in a divisional round game and the Cowboys have the lead. Like, once that happens, I mean, like, that is the bar. You have not made a conference championship game since 97, I believe.
It's a long time.
It's a long-ass time.
It's a long time.
So, again, good for Dak. Now highest-paid quarterback in the NFL. Guaranteed money per annual. Saw it coming. Who's next on the list? We don't know.
That's not a tag I want, though. I mean, granted, it'd be great to have, you know, highest-paid anything, but it feels like now it's just a tag, and now it's just come with a lot more expectation for Dak and the Cowboys. Like, if he comes out and has a so-so season, you know, 20 touchdowns and, you know, they win 10 games, like, people are going to instantly start saying he's overpaid, overrated, start pocket checking. But I don't know, man. I think that comes with a lot of additional pressure that, again, I'm not sure. I think Dak can handle, but can the Cowboys?
Well, the question is now, who's next? Is Brock Purdy going to be a $65 million per year man here soon?
He's been to the championship game. Why wouldn't you?
These salaries got to stop climbing at some point, because we were just hearing, it's like every Bengals receiver now saying that they want significantly more money than Jay Jeff just got and CD just got. So what, $75 million, $80 million? Like, when is this going to stop?
Yeah, Burrow, Jordan Love, Trevor Lawrence, they all got $55 million per year with their new deals. So, as the seasons go, as the months turn into the next month, as the calendar keeps on going, another quarterback gets paid. And this time it is Dak Prescott, becoming the highest paid quarterback player in NFL history. We move along. A lot of things to get to before this NFL Sunday kicks off at 10 a.m. But, of course, I mean, why not start off the NFL Sunday with a player getting detained by police? Wide receiver drama as well, as another wide receiver in the NFL. He found a cure for his illness just in time before kickoff. We get to all the headlines of this NFL Sunday 30 minutes before kickoff on week one, the first NFL Sunday of the year. Sports Sunday, Football Sunday, Rashad Taylor, Joe Fisher, and first, Schultzy with a Sports Center update. All right. I need a cig. I don't even smoke cigarettes. And especially after the last couple of weeks of Ducks football this morning, I need to rip a heater.
I'm on 5 hours of sleep, so yeah, I could use a couple of those as well. Let's go.
Let me read this to you. So all before 10 a.m., all before kickoff this morning, Dak Prescott becomes highest paid NFL player in history. Justin Fields starting after Russell Wilson ruled out. Ja'Marr Chase playing without new deal after magically having an illness over the last couple of days amid all this contract drama. Tyreek Hill detained by police outside of stadium, still playing versus Jaguars. And the most important of all, Kendrick Lamar announced as the Super Bowl halftime artist.
Well, let's go.
I know. What a morning. But I do want to go to Miami because I don't know if anybody had that on their bingo card as far as a NFL player getting arrested, detained on the way to the stadium this morning. As Tyreek Hill was on his way just a couple blocks outside. And also, if Jeff Darlington, ESPN reporter, is anywhere near a sporting event that you are supposed to be playing in or participating in, just know it's not going to end up well now. That is two incidents this summer. One was Scottie Scheffler that Jeff Darlington was outside of the gates for when Scottie Scheffler got detained and arrested. And then now this with Tyreek Hill. If you see Jeff Darlington and you are a professional athlete, just know something bad is about to go down. Yeah, exactly. Turn around.
Run to the stadium.
Leave immediately.
Run to the event.
Or call the cops on him. Like, get this guy out of here immediately, please.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's unfortunate for Tyreek Hill. You know, I mean, nobody wants to go through that, especially, you know, on such a big day like the, you know, first game of the season. You know, this is a pretty huge day for everybody that's involved, for everybody in the franchise, and to kind of have this weighing on your mind as you go in there. And then if you look at the tape, like, officers are way out of line, I'm not going to go that whole route today, you know, not this morning. However, like, it was excessive. We'll just go ahead and say that at the very least, man, everything was a little excessive. I expect some suspensions or some firings or something like that.
Especially,
I expect, doesn't mean it's going to happen, you know, but
this just looks ridiculous.
It's, you know, there's not much you can, there's no reason to have four police officers to have this man on the ground face down on the ground for
reckless driving.
Yeah.
Which, what is that? Like, I think 20 to 25 over, depending on the state that you're in. And technically, you know, you should tell everybody that is an arrestable offense. However, that is rarely.
Are you driving a Ferrari? Like, how am I supposed to, like?
Yeah, they're going to ticket you, of course, but that is rarely something that cops use to haul you off to the slammer.
Give me the ticket.
Yeah.
Like, let me move forward or anything like that. Like,
Sources told ESPN's Jeff Darlington that Hill was stopped for speeding and then got into a verbal altercation with police and was subsequently placed in handcuffs. Do I want to go devil's advocate here? If a cop tells you to do something, you just do it.
No, I'm not going to agree with that wholeheartedly. But
when you start yelling at cops, that is usually, and I'm not saying Tyreek Hill was in the right or the wrong here, but anybody starting to yell back at cops, that is usually, and I've seen this online, you know, black or white, they're like, hey, stop, stop, stop. And then they do put you in handcuffs and detain you. Obviously, Tyreek is pissed because he's just on his way to the stadium. I'm not saying that it's right, but this sucks. Like,
un-American
cop
hating bastards.
When you deal with police, like, if you start yelling back at them, no matter who you are, you will probably end up in handcuffs for a bit. And this isn't right. These cops look like idiots, but this is unfortunately what you deal with. And obviously, Tyreek doing nothing other than driving to the stadium just makes it way worse.
Well, again, play devil's advocate. What if Tyreek Hill said that, F you, you piece of S cops, you are not going to do anything to me? And then the cops are like, oh, all right.
Freedom of speech, man.
Well,
that in the,
yeah, but like, I had.
Didn't their bosses write that?
Yeah, because I would love to imagine being like, oh, well, he's got a point. I don't think we can do
not a point, here. But I could say it. Like, it's not. Yeah, you know, I'm just saying again.
Step out of the car, sir. Can you step out of the car, sir? No.
For speeding?
But if they tell you to step out of the car and you say no, you are not complying. And I'm not saying it's right, but still at that point, you are not complying with a police officer. Mm. And it's just, this is a crappy situation.
The video that is going around with Tyreek Hill face down seems excessive, to put it
very
lightly.
Nice.
I don't know. I didn't hear a recording of what was said between police officers and Tyreek Hill. So all I can go off of is what I actually kind of saw. And I saw one of those officers kind of like rush him to the ground a little bit. So it was like,
Well,
you know what I mean, like,
there's audio going around. Apparently, Drew Rosenhaus, who's Tyreek Hill's agent, he did an interview with Jeff Darlington in the stadium. And apparently, Drew Rosenhaus said that, quote, Tyreek was telling the police officers there, I want to be a police officer in the future.
That's kind of awesome.
I don't believe that at all. As he's getting arrested.
Drew
would
lie.
Drew, yeah. Next question.
He's on the up and up.
Next question.
He's getting arrested and thrown. I want to be one of you. Stop this, please. Yeah. I'm one of you guys.
I can see that. He seems like he thinks Tyreek Hill would be a great cop. You're not getting away from him. You're not running away from him.
That's
so
true.
Yeah, I think he'd be a great cop.
Oh, God. Yeah. I'm gonna bank on that did not happen. Tyreek Hill trying to tell the police officer, I want to be a cop one day.
I'm almost
Why
for
are
certain
you doing
that
this?
Did not happen. Yes, I'm for certain that did not happen.
Oh, my God. So Tyreek Hill, yeah, he was detained. He was released. He is going to play today and expect him to go off for like 250 receiving yards. Is that what would he put in the over-under at? 200?
Oh man, I think he's gonna against Jacksonville.
I mean, this is setting up for him to just go off.
I think he's gonna break records today.
It's like the Scottie Scheffler thing. Like when he got arrested, he ended up going, like, I don't think he won the tournament, but he went off that very next day on that Friday. He shot like a 6 under or something like that.
By the way, all these cops should be fired. There's another 6 second video or so, kind of a cop coming up closer on the, a driver coming up closer to the cops on the side of the street where this is taking place. And you can see a police officer kicking Tyreek Hill while he's on the ground. That's ridiculous. If a person's already complying, cops need to stop acting like
to listen to
he was hero asses.
Time?
He was kicking him.
He kicked him. He literally, you can see there is Tyreek Hill there on the ground behind one of the cops' motorcycles, and you can see the foot of a police officer. I'm just going off of what I'm seeing on this video, but oh my God, all of these guys should be fired and prosecuted.
Jordan Schultz is going Zapruder film on the Twitter videos. I did not see any sort of kicking, nor did I hear there is no reports of any actually violence or anything like that.
Well, it's because this just happened an hour and a half ago. It's this fantasy football know-it-alls is the tweeter that put this video out.
What is the tweet?
The fantasy football know-it-alls. I'm just citing the... I mean, the video's got millions of views already. I'm just citing the account that it's on.
Is that run by Adam Schefter by chance?
No, Drew Rosenhaus.
Yeah, this is the same video that I saw, and I don't know. Again, if we're going to go Zapruder film breakdown frame by frame, I didn't see him kicking him. There's a longer version of that video that you're talking about, Jordan, where that cop who runs up on him, I think they're just telling him to sit down, and Tyreek's not sitting down, so he grabs him by the shoulders, and then...
No, he's already on the ground, and this is a 6 second clip.
I mean,
we're kind of Zaprudering this, but these cops just look like a-holes.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'm gonna, you know...
Simply put, come on.
And there's no way, like, you know why he's speeding. Let's be real, he's probably headed to the facility, right, headed to the stadium or something like that, and... Not one of those officers was like, well, yeah, we know who you are. We know you got to get to the...
Well, who was the baseball player that tried to use his card?
That would be Jason Wirth.
That would also be...
No, it was someone else.
Quintel Woods did the same thing here.
Yeah, that's right. Quintel, you're right on that. There was a baseball player who did that. I don't know if it was... I don't think it was Marcell Ozuna. But there was an MLB player who definitely tried to do the... Do you know who I am? Outfielder? Braves?
Ozzy Albies?
Yes, I believe so.
Who got pulled over for Dewey? Like, oh, everything's good? Yeah, that's exactly who it was, Ozzy Albies.
Yeah.
But Jason Wirth, during spring training for the Mariners before he retired, did get pulled over by cops there and just pulled out his MLB courtesy card and said, hey, I'm a major leaguer.
Friend Quintel Wood gave him his Franz Bakery card. You all know if you remember when Franz used to put basketball cards in the in the bread.
Yeah,
and so little Blazer cards. And
he used a Franz card.
That's the one Quintel Woods gave.
Can we defend Quintel a little bit there? Because the first ask from the officer was, "Do you have your identification on you?"
I don't know.
Quintel said no, and then
my Franz player.
No. The next question was, "Do you have anything to prove who you are?" And he's like, Well, yeah. I got a pack of Franz like bakery.
I have a basketball card here.
It does say my height and weight on it, officer.
There you go.
And where I'm from, technically, so.
And I don't know if you see that points per game there, but yeah, I had a pretty good season in 2004.
Yeah. Could get you some ticks.
Seriously, I know a guy.
I'm pretty sure that also we have to go, but this might have to be corroborated. I think I heard one time that one Jason Sukanik tried to pull that on a cop. Jason Sukanik, Big Sook by chance? I feel like I have heard him say this one time.
Yeah. And I feel like, Sook?
Yeah, local radio funny man. I don't know if that is someone that can pull that card on anyone.
Do you know who I am? Do you know?
I don't think it was, do you know who I am? I think it was kind of like a hint, hint, nudge, nudge, like, by chance, I think it might have actually worked out for him.
Yeah, I mean, cops and taxi drivers are always in the car, or an Uber driver, right? Those are the people I think you could get away with being like, hey, I'm a radio guy or gal.
On the Vancouver Ford text line, imagine what would happen if Tyreek wasn't an idiot. Yeah, I mean, granted his past decision making probably doesn't help him a whole lot in this, but also again, if you've seen the videos, it's like seems a little excessive for a reckless driving. You guys jump into a lot of conclusions. Might want to dial it back until you have a couple details. Tyreek did punch his pregnant girlfriend in the stomach. Let's not act like this went down.
I said I'm not going into anything,
and I'm not gonna. Sorry, Jordan, I'm not gonna really. Believe fantasy football know-it-alls as far as
the video has been. It's on other ones too. I'm just seeing the source that it's seemingly has the most views from. But I totally hear that. It's frustrating to see though if that is true.
Hey, let's make some picks. All right, the first week of Who Do You Love? Let's dive right into it. Last year, Rashad and I tied because Ludacris decided he wanted to show up at halftime, which is the most bullshit reason for him to end up tying the Who Do You Love records to end the year. Unacceptable. But let's get into the first rendition of Who Do You Love. We make our picks before this NFL Sunday starts in just 12 minutes. Dear God, we made it, baby. Football Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Who do you love? Rashad and Joe share their predictions and look back at last week to see if they still love their picks. It's time for Who Do You Love? Part of Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
There we go. Let's make some picks.
Do it.
Let's win some Monopoly money, baby. I'll start things off.
Go for it.
I am going, I foreshadowed it earlier because I can't imagine that these two teams combined for over 41.5. Vikings versus Giants. Daniel Jones versus Sam Darnold at quarterback. Daniel Jones has, the lowest touchdown prop total this year. I think it's now set at like 16.5 or something. And then Sam Darnold is Sam Darnold. This Minnesota Vikings team, where they're going to get their offense from, dear God only knows. I am taking the under Giants-Vikings 41.5.
Ooh, that's a good one, man. I'm looking at this Rams visiting the Lions. It's going to be at Ford Field. Lions are favored by 4.5. The over-under, it looks like the highest over-under of any game remaining this week at 52.5. I know, right? I'm definitely taking the under. I still think that the Rams have some stuff to work out. I think the Lions are going to be on an FU tour to get back to the Super Bowl. So I'm taking I'm definitely taking the under. But
the under 52.5?
Yes, indeed.
All right, it's locked in. Jordan.
Yeah, Bengals-Patriots look pretty tasty to me. It is a bit of a trap line with the Bengals being favored at 7.5, but I see this as a 10-point win for the Bengals. Hoping, you know, this isn't screwed up by, like, some last-second field goal by the Patriots in the final seconds. But I do think that the offense for Cincinnati is just too strong. Joe Burrow has a lot to prove coming back from injury, and the Patriots suck. They got Brissett under center. They got nobody to help
Kobe
him.
Kobe solid.
Exactly. So I don't think they're going to score that much. Bengals, 7.5.
I am going to the ATL, Steelers versus Falcons. The Atlanta Falcons are a 4-point favorite. They are going to cover. Justin Fields now the starting quarterback for the Steelers today. I feel like it's going to be a lot of chaos for that Pittsburgh Steelers offense, as we saw during the preseason. And this will be the first week that we see Kirk Cousins and the Falcons, and I think it's going to be a good first week for them. Put the league on notice, putting their division on notice, the conference on notice, everybody on notice that this offense isn't to be messed with. Falcons covering the -4.
I'm going to go with Miami hosting Jacksonville, and I think Miami is favored 3.5. The over-under is, what is it, 49.5? I think Tyreek Hill is going to put up 35, you know, on his own today. Seriously, I think he's going to go absolutely nuts. But I am going to take the under on this one.
Let's see. His receiving yards prop line right now. Oh, boy. At 97.5.
Yeah, I think for week one. Today. I think that's incredibly low today, considering what just happened to him.
All right. So you're taking the Dolphins to cover.
Yes, I am.
-3.5.
Yes, I am.
All right.
Chargers-Raiders spread is low. Chargers are only a 3-point favorite. I feel like that is another trap by Vegas. I don't think Gardner Minshew, I mean, can the stash lead them to a win in week one and get Raider Nation going? No! Jim Harbaugh, are you kidding me? Against Las Vegas, his first time out? It's going to be a cakewalk. Chargers going to kill. They're going to be winning by way more than 3 today.
And forgive me, what was your first pick so I could put that in?
First pick was the... Oh, God, I can't remember already. Patriots losing to the... whoever they're playing, because it doesn't matter.
The Bengals.
Yeah, the Bengals, they're going to cover the 7.5-point spread. That's what it was.
Bengals covering the 7.5. Yes, it does help that the Bengals have Ja'Marr Chase playing today as well. Bengals
they can minus do it without
7.5.
I'm serious, man. This New England team, I don't have faith in Gerard Mayo. I just don't. Sounds like there's been some trouble communicating through training camp there.
I don't like your tone when talking about this team. I'm just saying, man.
My initial thoughts were probably going to go for this Cowboys-Browns game. The over-under only at 41.5. So, I mean, what is that, a 24-17 final? That would be the under. Even if we go 27-17, 27-20, I mean, that's hitting the over. That was my initial thought. But after Googling Tyreek Hill prop bets and seeing that he is at a over-under 97.5 yard for receiving yards, I am taking the over. Tyreek Hill over 97.5 yards after the morning he has had. We are getting to Scottie Scheffler 2.0 right here that once you get detained before a big sporting event, you end up going off. And so Tyreek Hill over 97.5 yards. The correlation is there, right?
I think so. Why not?
All right. There's my three. Rashad, last one.
I'm going Colts. Colts over Houston. You know, I mentioned it.
Just money line? Just straight up? Or them covering the spread?
No. So I'm looking at the spread, and Houston is favored by 3. However, like, the over-under is like 48.5. I don't really see the Colts scoring that much unless, you know, again, unless Houston's going to put up 42 and maybe somebody can score a touchdown on the Colts in or something like that. But, let me take that back. Houston's going to win this game. Houston's favored by 3. I think they're going to win a lot more than 3. But, yeah, I think I'm going to take that over-under.
For taking sure. The over-under?
Yes, I am.
I'm taking the under.
I'm taking the under.
Taking the under. Okay. Sure. Texans-Colts under.
I'm looking at this and like, yeah, I don't know if I could do that.
All right.
Either of you take the Bears-Titans yet?
No.
All right. Go for
it, bud.
Yeah, looking at that, Chicago, a 4-point favorite at this point. It's a 10 a.m. kick here coming up in a couple of minutes. And I think sexy new age Matt Eberflus now, the hot dad new coach, for the Chicago Bears.
This is like his third year.
Yeah, but he's a new man. He's hot now. he's a good-looking stud, and that means that the Chicago Bears are going to be good. Okay, all jokes aside, excited to see Caleb Williams' debut. And frankly, I'm just not sure that the Titans under new coach Brian Callahan and his first game for them is going to be able to keep up, and they're just going to have too many weapons on offense that we're going to see. It's kind of going to be that Week one, I bet you they start off like 3-0. It's going to be awesome starts for the Bears before some later season troubles. But Bears win by way more than four today.
All right.
I say a touchdown, seven.
So I got Giants, Vikings under 41.5, Falcons minus four, covering Tyreek Hill over 97.5. Rashad, you got Lions, Rams under 52.5.
Yep.
Dolphins covering the 3.5. Texans, Colts under. And then Jordan, you got the Chargers covering the 3, Bengals covering the 7.5, and the Bears covering the 4. All right, they are locked in. We are 2 minutes away. 2 minutes away from the first NFL Sunday, week one of the season. And we will take a break and start getting into college football because we had the Ducks, we had the Beavers, we had a top 5 upset in college football. We had some other teams kind of struggle around the league that I want to reference as well, because while the Ducks are catching a lot of flack, rightfully so, it was an interesting week for some of the top teams in the college football landscape. And we might have to bring up that Nebraska-Colorado game as well, because my God.
Yeah.
We get to college football next. Stick with us while you watch your NFL football. Right here, Football Sunday, 1080 The Fan.